Welcome to Focus on the Community on WAMW, our weekly look around town to highlight a topic important to our community. Focus on the Community is presented each week by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. Today, our guest on the phone is Theo Boots. Always great catching up with Theo with the American Red Cross. Theo Boots, it's been too long. How in the heck are you doing today?
It has been a while. I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I always love talking with you all as well, too.
Well, Theo, it is a busy time for the American Red Cross. The need for blood is always there, and we're going to talk a lot about that over the course of our time this morning. But we want to start by highlighting Volunteer Week, which is fast approaching, coming up the week of April 18th. And one way you can always volunteer is with your local American Red Cross, correct?
Absolutely. National Volunteer Week is April 18th through the 24th, and so we're so excited. During that week, we are recognizing and honoring our volunteers who are always there to help our families in need. Volunteers represent more than 90% of our workforce, which that is just a staggering number. 90% of the Red Cross team is volunteers, and they help us by responding to disasters. They staff blood drives, they assist military families, they teach life-saving skills, and so much more. And even as our volunteers have dealt with the impacts of the coronavirus in their own households, they've remained committed to the well-being of their committee, to their communities. So we're so grateful for their support, which remains critical as families cope with increased anxiety and all the financial challenges brought on by COVID-19.
Well, it's been a year like no other, that's for sure. I can only imagine in your field. There is no way for us to highlight every volunteer, but I know if in the local area, if you want to volunteer in capacity with the Red Cross, Kim Herberts, who is the RSVP volunteer director, is also actively involved with your Red Cross, correct?
You know, if you were when you were saying there's no way to highlight all of our volunteers, but I was like, okay, I have to talk about Kim in Davies County because Kim Herberts is such a major community leader and such a major Red Cross volunteer. She's on the Southwest Board. She is a disaster volunteer, and I'll explain what that means in a little bit. She helps us. We also have a leadership council that covers Davies, Knox, Martin, and Pike counties. She's very involved with that council. She helps book blood drives for volunteers, you know, to staff the blood drives. They don't actually collect the blood. Those are our phlebotomists, but our volunteers for the blood drives, they help check people in, and they make sure that your donor experience is good. And Kim is just fantastic. She's a fabulous Red Cross volunteer.
Most definitely. And again, if you want to start with the Red Cross in some capacity, at the local level, Kim would be a great resource. You could see her out at the community building at Eastside Park, where she's also very actively involved with the RSVP. As you mentioned, Kim is just a great volunteer and a great person in our community that's always giving back. So we definitely appreciate her efforts.
We do. And some of the volunteer positions that we have, some of our more high-priority positions, I mean, we can always find a role for someone. Because 90% of our team is volunteers. But some that we're looking for are blood donor ambassadors and what they do. Blood donations are essential. We all know that, to the health of our communities. And our blood donor ambassadors, they welcome visitors and they take their temperatures before entering the blood drives. And they just make that donor experience so much more better. And then the disaster action team, which Kim has been on the DAT team for, I don't even know how long, many years. And she responds to disasters in Davies and Martin County. And occasionally she used to respond to Knox. I think we've found some other volunteers there to help her out. But every 8 minutes, the Red Cross responds to a disaster in the United States. And most of these are local home fires. So most of the disasters occurring in Davies County are home fires. And when a home fire leaves a family stranded on the street, local Red Cross volunteers provide emergency financial assistance, emotional support, and they help determine their next steps. During COVID-19, we've still been delivering the support, but we've been doing a lot of it virtually by working with the local fire department and connecting with affected residents by phone or video call. And we now even have a new system where we can the financial assistance can be transmitted electronically. to your debit card, to your bank. Or if that doesn't work, we can send it to the local Walmart and you can pick it up there. So we can also drop it off to your place. But a lot of our volunteer positions have are virtual. So if you don't want to get out of the house, you're still a little because of, you know, whatever your circumstances, we do have a lot of volunteer positions that you can continue to work while you're at home.
Well, and it's all walks of life. You know, it's all folks of all incomes, folks of all ages. Now, typically when you think of volunteers, you think of your senior citizens, your retired folks. But really, you even see a lot of your high school teenagers that get out and get involved, which is so great to see. And the 20-somethings, some of the younger volunteers, they're always really needed as well.
Absolutely. And especially with now a lot of our volunteer positions are virtual, we are needing individuals who can use computers and can FaceTime or Zoom because we're doing a lot of that follow-up, you know, socially distanced. I believe to volunteer at a blood drive, now, of course, we have to be in person there. So I believe you need to be 16 or older, but for a disaster response team, I believe the age is 18 or older. But we would love to talk to you about volunteering and, you know, to sign up for volunteering or more information about the Red Cross. You go to 1-800-RED-CROSS, and then you'll see the different states, Indiana, and then you can find information about that.
Well, again, you never know when disaster is going to strike, and when it hits a family, it hits them hard. You lose your home to fire. You lose everything in it. The Red Cross is there. Johnny on the spot, and these volunteers help to coordinate and to make it happen. And you're only as good as the 90% of your workforce volunteers, Theo. That's what it boils down to.
Absolutely. I mean, our volunteers, we provide them the training and the tools to do the job. I mean, they're doing the real work of Red Cross, and so they are just vital to our community. The Red Cross has always been a volunteer organization from day one. When Clara Barton started the Red Cross during the Civil War, she actually started the Red Cross because of providing resources and assistance to the military. And then our disaster response started after that. But we still to this day provide many programs and assistance to veterans and individuals in our military.
It's a great organization. Again, and there's folks listening this morning that may not have the time to volunteer, but they may have the resources, because everything we're talking about, it comes from the generous funds of donors who contribute each year to the Red Cross, and certainly always welcome those donations as well.
Absolutely. And another way to volunteer is, and we're also recognizing these individuals during the National Volunteer Week, but is those who donate blood. So the Red Cross celebrates millions of volunteers who help fulfill our life-saving mission, and we're inviting others to get involved. Each year, nearly 2.6 million people donate blood and platelets through the Red Cross. I mean, the need for blood is constant, and volunteer donors are our only source for those in need. Donating blood or platelets is a simple way to volunteer and to help make a life-changing difference. With no substitute for blood and no way to manufacture it, even in 2020, volunteer donors are essential for hospital patients in need of transfusions. We depend on volunteer donors to ensure blood products are available at about 2,500 hospitals nationwide that we support the blood products to.
Well, and
so we thank our donors and we thank those who are hosting blood drives for us.
It comes to a matter of life and death. You know, one donation
Absolutely.
From one individual, what's the stats on that? It could help up to how many people?
Three. When you donate your blood or your platelets, it can help up to three individuals. So it's and you know, when COVID hit last year in March, and then we had thousands and thousands of blood drives canceled because places were being closed. I mean, we understood that, and then we had to find larger places because we had to social distance. But our community just came out in the droves, and new places opened up for blood drives. And then during COVID, individuals are still coming out and donating blood. But it's very safe to donate blood. You know, we're taking temperatures when people come in. We're practicing all the safe precautions because we don't have a choice. We have to maintain our blood supply. It's a life or death situation, as you kind of said earlier.
The need for blood is always there, even during a worldwide pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We were scared there for a little bit right when that first happened about the threat of the blood supply, but everyone all across the United States, and especially though in the Midwest and our community in the Southwest chapter, they really came out, and we're so appreciative. And we've got some blood drives coming up I want to give a shout out for as well.
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of those we've talked about already here on the program, but Tara Brower is one that is close to our heart, a very active member of our community, and she has been fighting, and locals who know Tara, she was an active volunteer with the 4-H and many other organizations and just a good community member, and locals have really stepped up. They wanted to do something in Tara's honor. And one thing they've been doing is conducting blood drives, which has been very successful campaigns, and the community has really stepped up.
It has been tremendously successful. And whenever she posts anything on her Facebook or wherever, I mean, not just those in Davies County, she's got connections, you know, in our area, in our Midwest area, and people from other counties are donating blood in her honor. So we really appreciate her support. She realizes the need. She's had a lot of blood herself in her fight. And so the first one coming up for her is on April 14th, and it's Donate for Tara, and it's the 4-H Center Exhibit Building. And we still have 20 appointments open, but that's because we opened it up. It filled up, and then we made it larger. But so we still have 20, 23 appointments open, but I'm sure by April 14th it's going to get full. And I know she'll want it to. We'll want it to. So then there's another one in her honor, too, on May 13th at Griffith Elementary, and that's in honor of Tara, and that's from 1 to 7. We have another blood drive on May 7th. At the Harvest Community Fellowship, and I think it just kind of got organized, so all appointments are open, and that's from 1 to 7 as well. So the best way to make your appointment and to find out about the closest blood drive to you is to go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. If you go to redcross.org, you put in your zip code, and that will find the local blood drives closest to you, and then you can make your appointment there.
Well, as you mentioned, Tara is a prime example. As she continues her fight, the amount of blood she has needed, she realized how many generous people who have given blood over the years have helped her out, and she's then turning around, paying it forward, and helping to make sure these blood drives are getting organized at all of our area communities. So what a great story there. And please donate. The next one is Wednesday. It's, as Theo mentioned, out of the 4-H Exhibit Building at Eastside Park. And it's getting filled up fast. We had one at North Elementary, as you remember, Theo. Wow, what a success with that one, huh?
Yes, that was amazing. And then Kim Herbert's helped us. They hosted a blood drive just at the Eastside Building recently too, which was great success. So we really do appreciate the support. If you have an interest in hosting a blood drive, also give us a call. And if you don't have a large enough building, we're looking for what we call blood boosters. And what a blood booster does, you host the blood drive by sponsoring it in getting the word out, getting to your church members, to your employees, to your constituents. We'll find a location for the blood drive if you can't do that. But it's almost, now in Tara's case, it's a little different. It's announce it in honor of Tara Brower and people will come. But in most cases, when you just have a blood drive, it's not that easy. Just, you know, we're having a blood drive and people come. You've got to invite your friends. You've got to invite people. Because people, I think it's like only 3% of our population donates blood. Isn't that crazy? It's a very low, or maybe it's 30%. 30% of our population donates blood. And so it's a very low percentage. And I often ask, you know, why aren't you donating blood? Well, they don't think about it. They don't understand really how to do it. So it's just we just need, you know, to get the word out and invite people to donate blood, because it's a very easy, simple process.
And it's painless. It really is. It is very painless. You're in and out pretty quick, like. And as Eric Lane mentioned when he was in talking about the blood drive earlier this week, you get a free snack and a bottle of water afterwards, too. Right?
Absolutely. Yes, you do. And the actual process, I think, from, you know, start to finish is about 45 minutes to an hour, depending. You can shave off about 15 minutes if you do your rapid pass ahead of time. But it's only about 10 minutes of the actual collecting the blood from you. And, you know, just a very short, some people don't even feel the pinch when the small needle goes in, you know, to collect the blood. So I myself have a fear of needles. I know a lot of people have a fear of needles, but I just don't look, and it's, you know, it's in there before you even know about it.
And my wife did this recently. You might have a family member. Her grandfather was in need of blood and was helped by getting blood donations. So in turn, over Christmas, my wife donated blood in his honor. I think a lot of people are doing that as well, and I think that's a great gesture.
That's awesome. And, you know, we need all types of blood, but we especially need O-type blood donors. Type O blood is the most needed blood group by hospitals because it's often in short supply. And type O negative is what emergency room personnel reach for when there's no time to determine the blood type of patients in the most serious situations. So type O positive is our most transfused blood type. So we'll need all types of blood, but especially if you have type O, we're really hollering at you to come and donate blood.
You can do it. You can make a difference. It could mean the rest of someone's life. So do your part. Give the
Absolutely.
Gift of life. We've got a lot of opportunities for you with blood drives coming up in our area. The need is always there. And if you want to make a difference and give blood, please do so. We've got just a couple of minutes left, Theo. I want to keep the microphone open to throw out anything else you need to get to our community this morning.
Well, we just appreciate the community. The Daviess County community is very supportive, especially in the blood drives. And we are looking for more volunteers in Daviess County because, Kim Herberts and Lisa, who works with Kim, we don't have a lot of disaster responders. It's kind of the Kim Lisa show, and so they would probably love the support. But if that isn't something that would interest you, there are so many different ways that you can volunteer for the Red Cross. And I talk to volunteers all the time and ask them, you know, and thank them for their support. And most often, they say that they get so much more out of it than what they feel like they're giving. So we just love for you to, give us a call, send us an email, and then we'll be happy to talk to you about it.
1-800-RED-CROSS is the phone number. And the website is redcrossblood.org if you want to go there to find the sites around our community. The next one is coming up real quick. Like, it's going to be Wednesday at the 4-H Exhibit Building out at Eastside Park in honor of Tara Brower. As we mentioned, it'll be from 1 to 7 p.m., about 20 or so spots left, and we know we can fill those up. Come on, let's step up and do that and make this a very successful campaign. And please reach out, volunteer, help those in need with your American Red Cross. Theo, thank you so much for the opportunity to share some information with us today. We always appreciate catching up with you and glad to get the word out about the Red Cross.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Focus on the Community, presented by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in each weekend as we shine a spotlight on a topic important to our community and focus on the community on WAMW.